This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's on Your Mind for another hour. USA. That's what we're standing for here on the program. Aaron Tippin reminds us how darn lucky we are to call this home. What we stand for. My golly. Another hour of the program today brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I was checking out the specials here today. And beefy noodles are a thing today. Beef and noodles. Two great products that come from North Dakota.
That's in Glendon, too, I do believe.
Glendon Beef Noodles today, 12th Avenue and I-29 today. Swedish Meatballs downtown on NP Avenue. The new Harwood expanded location. It's not new, but they've expanded it. It's a great location to stop in. They're cranking out the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience now as well. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, Cheesy Beef Potatoes. Two other great North Dakota products there. The Spuds and the Beef. Chicken fettuccine as well there. Tater tot hot dish in Yulin. I think that covers the gamut. Scallop potatoes and ham in Valley City. Tell them Scott sent you to PetroServe USA. Another hour of the program, we have an expert from the EERC to answer your questions about carbon capture. Just in trying to get to the bottom, you know, the carbon capture 101. Not get too far into the weeds here, but we had a lot of questions about this last week. I promised we'd get an expert on to talk a little bit about it. And the research that's been done in EERC. And by the way, this is happening in Richardton, North Dakota. One of the pioneers on this, the ethanol industry, has applied for and received permission, permitting, and actually right now is doing this. So it is happening. It's here now, as a matter of fact, and in other places as well. This is not new to people at EERC or in the ethanol industry, but it will potentially continue to grow and grow in North Dakota just because of our geology. So, also, we're going to go to Ukraine for an update from Bill Dalzell. We called him last hour. He said just literally getting into an area here where I can report from. He's got a satellite phone. So we'll get an update from the ground. Okay?
Very cool.
On the heels of Russia recruiting Syrians for Ukraine combat. Russia saying, well, we'll decide on the ceasefire situationally. Yeah, so how'd you like to be in the middle of that? So an update there. Prayers up there for sure. All right. Let me welcome to the program Jason Lahm. Jason is the Director of Advanced Energy Systems Initiatives at the EERC, the Energy and Environmental Research Center at UND. That's off the campus of the University of North Dakota. Jason, thanks for taking some time for us today. How are you?
Doing great. It's sunny in Grand Forks, and there's no blizzard today. So, you know, what else can you ask for, right?
Exactly right. Sunshine and no blizzard. Love it, love it, love it. Questions or comments, welcome today, by the way. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or text us your questions at 701-237-1590. I think the question we heard last week most, just on the heels of the announcement that Tharaldson Ethanol, Summit Carbon Solutions, and Continental Resources were permitting, came from landowners. And just to what to know about this process, what to expect. I mean, I guess the overarching question we're getting is it safe, right? So talk a little bit about the basics of the research that has been done to get to this point to answer those questions, Jason.
Yeah, so that's really some good questions there, Scott. We've been working on CO2 capture and storage here at the EERC for, you know, the last two decades. You know, the portion of the capture and storage aspect that I've worked on a lot is, you know, capturing the CO2 from these different sources. You mentioned ethanol plants. Some of the other sources that are being considered right now for large-scale CO2 capture are utilities, coal-fired generation facilities, as well as gas-fired generation facilities. And the storage aspect, you mentioned the geology. You know, we are blessed here in North Dakota with perfect geology to be able to safely store CO2 that has been captured. And I don't have a lot of expertise in that area. I can answer some broad questions on that. But my focus has been on that capture side, you know, trying to grab CO2 from these different streams. And what we have found on the capture side, there's not a one-size-fits-all technology to be able to remove CO2 from a stream. And I think one of the interesting things that we find is some of the more dilute streams of CO2, you know, the streams that only have, you know, a few parts per million or a few percent, are some of the more challenging ones to capture the CO2. So we've been doing this for quite a long time here at the ERC.
Explain just the basic process of the geology here and capturing it and storing it. Give me a little one-on-one explanation of that.
So I'll take the ethanol plant case, because that is one of the more straightforward. I don't want to say simplistic, but it's one of the more straightforward cases. So a lot of the ethanol plants are looking at simply dehydrating the CO2 that comes off their fermenters. So, you know, you take yeast and throw it in the fermenters, and the yeast, you know, eats all of the starches that are in there. And CO2 is a byproduct of that, you know, reaction where they eat the starches and create ethanol. Well, that's a very concentrated stream of CO2. You're talking about 90% CO2, where basically what the ethanol plant has to do is dehydrate that CO2, I mean, take the water out and compress it, and then send that CO2 to the storage facility that's, you know, several thousand feet below the surface in North Dakota. Depending on where you are, the storage horizons in North Dakota can vary greatly how deep they are.
People have asked, like, can it leak? I mean, first of all, we should just explain back to the basics here. CO2 came from the ground, right? I mean, so essentially you're putting it back, right?
Essentially, it came from the ground in the form of carbon in most cases. So one of the things that I think can be really confusing to folks is when we talk about carbon capture, most of the time when we're capturing carbon, we're capturing it in the form of carbon dioxide. When carbon comes out of the ground, it is typically in a hydrocarbon, you know, format, like crude oil or like coal. In some cases, specifically when one is drilling for natural gas, it can come up with the natural gas in the form of CO2. So essentially, you are putting it back down where it came from, you know, into the subsurface, maybe in a little bit different location, but you are putting it back where it came from.
Let's take some questions and comments from our audience. Dana and Judd, go ahead. Your question for our guest from the EERC, Jason Long. You there, Dana? Don't hear Dana. Let's try Brent on the road. Go ahead, Brent. You're on What's On Your Mind.
Yes, sir. I was wondering, couldn't they build greenhouses around the ethanol plants and use that CO2 for growing produce year-round? Wouldn't that seem to be more of a sensible use for it? Or also, other question I had was, you used to hear a lot about carbon fiber products for cars and stuff like that. I don't know if it has anything to do with the CO2 or not, but would it be possible to build like wind turbines out of carbon fiber, use it for that, and then instead of having no use for the wind turbines once they've reached the end of their life, carbon fiber, you would think they could grind that up and spread it out on fields and use it for fertilizer.
So, yeah, those are some really good questions. I'll kind of tackle them here as you ask them. The first one was, you know, couldn't you build a greenhouse near some of these large sources of CO2? And the short answer is yes, you can. And some folks have looked at that very scenario. Not specifically the ethanol plants, but you could reuse that CO2 to grow produce year-round. One of the challenges with doing that is that CO2 is being reused. It's not being stored. And so some folks look at that as, you know, you can't get the storage credit for it. But what you can do is you can produce, you know, fresh vegetables and produce in our area year-round. So that is absolutely something that is feasible to do. It doesn't require a lot of CO2 to do that. So you would still have to have a storage facility. If you're going through the expense to capture the CO2, you're going to want to, you know, get the 45Q tax credit to make your business case, you know, sound and secure. Some of the other technologies that you talked about are using the CO2 to make something else. And there are folks that are looking at making soil amendments and things that you can spread on the ground with CO2 or even additives for concrete. One of the challenges that we see in those cases, there is such a high volume of CO2 that you can effectively flood that market for those products very, very rapidly with just CO2 from just a handful of coal-fired generating stations. So again, you would have to have a storage facility, a subsurface storage facility to make that work. You asked about carbon fiber, and it's very challenging to take CO2 and reduce it. I'm talking about a chemical reduction here. I don't want to get too deep into chemistry on a Monday morning, but I have to get into it a little bit. So,
all right, hold the chemistry lesson for after the break here, would you? All right, and Brent, thanks for the call. Keep listening for more of your answer. By the way, there are greenhouse projects that are on the drawing board right now. Mandan, Hidatsu, Arikara Nation, one example of a monster one on the drawing board. So it sounds to me like we need to do both as an option, but one wouldn't replace the other. But more of the answer on the chemistry when we come back. Gary and Sterling behind that. More of your questions or comments. Welcome today on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Where everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 Years Strong, carries tradition and nostalgia to it. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Shine no more, and so the sun's away down low. Turn it, turn it, turn it. The sound that's low.
Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your wellness factory. If this winter of 2022 has challenged you a little bit to say, you know what, this is just plain not fun. It's too cold, there's too much snow, there's too much wind, and you want that oasis in your own little paradise. You can do things like a splash pool in the backyard, the hot tub all year long. We use our hot tub all year long. Kev, you're like a
religiously.
Animal about being in that thing, aren't you?
Yeah, at least 5 times a week, probably.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what weather it is, either.
No.
When it's a little windy, I put a cap on.
I got a sweat going, too, when I get out of that hot spring spa.
And the sauna's amazing.
We're working on a sauna.
Yeah. The sauna, just all the bad stuff comes out, and all the research shows you just incredible examples of how all the things that could get you, heart disease, Alzheimer's, you know, a lot of those ailments, your risk of getting them just goes down, basic math, with either a hot tub or a sauna. Find out all the details from our friends at Hot Springs Plaza and Pool Tables, too. Stop and see them next to Spitfire West Fargo on the expressway in front of Walmart Bismarck, from the Grand Cities Mall, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you. All right, back with Jason Lom, Director of Advanced Energy Systems Initiatives at the Energy and Environmental Research Center. You were starting on the geology, on the chemistry lesson, so go ahead and pick up where you left off, Jason.
There's our sleep. We'll talk about chemistry a little bit more. The question was, could you use CO2 to make carbon fiber? And in short, the answer is, it's not the best way to do it, because the CO2 has already, or this carbon has already reacted with the oxygen. When you're making carbon fiber, you're making carbon-carbon bonds. So CO2 has already reacted. It's a happy molecule. It's a stable molecule. It doesn't really like to react with other things. To make carbon fiber, there are easier ways to do that. And we're doing some of that research at the ERC right now with, you know, using lignite coal to make some of that carbon fiber type materials, graphite and graphene. So we have other resources that are going to have a lower carbon intensity to make those products.
Texter says, where does the money actually come from to pay the companies behind carbon capture? Are they just taken from the general fund, or will there be fees and taxes added to the companies pushing the stuff? Basically, I'm asking if the companies that want this have a buy-in, or are they just imposing their desires on the general population and expect taxpayers to pick up the tab?
So right now, the largest source for funding, reason why folks want to do this is the 45Q tax credits through the federal government for a street storage scenario. If your previous listener and caller had questions about the reuse or use options where you could use CO2 as a product, there could potentially be sales for CO2. For example, food grade CO2. You can clean up CO2 to the point coming out of these facilities where you could sell it for, to the soda makers, Coca-Cola, Pepsi-Cola, or beer brewers for carbonating beverages. So there are other ways to get revenue streams above and beyond tax credits.
I know some people say this is all, poppycock. Why would you mess with it? I always say we don't really have the ability to write the rules of the game. And the rules right now are carbon bad. And if you store it, you end up with a better carbon score. And if these companies want access to capital, if they want to have a stock price that allows more investment in places like North Dakota, this is a necessity, right? I mean, the market has decided carbon is bad, carbon ought to be stored, and therefore, but it's not all the carbon. Some people say, you need that to breathe. This is the greenhouse gases that have become the boogeyman. Am I right, Jason?
So a lot of what you're saying is correct there, Scott, as to why some entities are doing it. And it is access to capital. And, the train has kind of left the station on managing carbon intensity. It's going to be something that's going to be here, going to be a fact of life moving forward. Any new project that you're going to want to try and get investment for, you're going to have to show how you're going to manage your CO2 or carbon footprint as you're moving forward with that project, because society has said, hey, we want to lower our carbon footprint, and there are ways that we can do that now. It all comes down to, each project is individually, assessed, and the options are a little bit different for each one moving forward, and that's something that developers have to consider.
Texas says, simple question. Since CO2 is not a pollutant, it's not destroying the planet, and there is no climate crisis, why are we even talking about doing any of this?
So it goes back to, you know, my previous answer is, you know, folks are looking at, you know, developing new projects to get access to capital, to have a better ESG score to show that their project is sustainable. That's why a lot of folks are doing it right now. And, you know, on the power side of things, to make baseload power dispatchable from these large coal-fired utilities, you know, they're looking at a lower carbon intensity to have that power put on the market. You know, we don't want to get into another scenario like we had in Texas, where there wasn't enough baseload power to go around, and people were in, you know, a lot of challenges there. And so having that power available and low carbon is, you know, also a safety consideration as well.
Is CO2 not a pollutant, as this texter suggests?
Currently, as I understand, that the EPA does not consider CO2 a pollutant.
So why is the market demanding this? This is the global action. And the rules of the road, basically.
It really comes down to the business cases and folks saying, hey, we want products with a lower carbon intensity, as to why, you know, folks are looking at this right now. And on the power side of things, being able to dispatch that power from their coal-fired or even gas-fired power plants, you know, when you burn natural gas, you do make CO2 as well.
Texter says, what's the difference between a greenhouse gas and CO2?
So there are also other greenhouse gases other than CO2. There are hydrocarbons like methane that also contribute to, you know, the greenhouse phenomena. So there is a difference. There's a list of them, and CO2 is one of them.
Texter says, are we monitoring CO2 levels continuously? Are we threatening ag production if we reduce CO2, which will in return reduce oxygen production from the plants we grow?
That's a question that I don't have an answer for on the, you know, what are we going to do to the, you know, to the plant side of things. I don't have an answer for that. You know, as far as, you know, monitoring CO2, there are folks that do take different measurements of CO2 in the atmosphere. And it, you know, my understanding is that, you know, it's dependent on, you know, where you take that measurement from as to what number you're going to get.
You got a few more minutes, Jason, to stay with us?
Sure.
All right, we'll get to a few more of your questions online. We're talking today with Jason Lahm, who's the Director of Advanced Energy Systems Initiatives at the EERC. That's the Energy and Environmental Research Center. They, by the way, have been researching this for better than two decades. So this is not new to the EERC. It's new, obviously, because the projects are on board. It's about solutions, really, folks. It's about dealing in the world we live in and deciding whether or not we're going to just say, okay, fine. We'll live without Wall Street. We'll live without this capital investment in publicly traded companies where we offer them a solution. More after this.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
America at war. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed. Their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us stand. Let's stand and fight. Install a flagpole. I'm Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia's unprovoked war against Ukraine worsens, even as Russia announced a ceasefire starting Monday morning and the opening of humanitarian corridors in several areas. Its armed forces continued to bomb Ukrainian cities, with rockets hitting residential buildings. Two other ceasefire agreements in recent days were broken when Russian forces lobbed bombs on the fleeing civilians.
We will not forgive the shooting of unarmed people, the destruction of our infrastructure. We will not forgive hundreds and hundreds of victims, thousands and thousands of sufferings. Instead of forgiveness, there will be a day of judgment.
President Zelensky, translated by Sky News. A long line of huge semi-rigs, recreational vehicles, and cars are circling Washington, D.C. this morning, pledging a week of traffic disruptions around the U.S. Capitol, demanding an end to all coronavirus pandemic-related restrictions by the Biden administration. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Back on What's On Your Mind, Jim, the flagpole guy, has been dispatched by the North Dakota Freedom Convoy contingent into Washington, D.C. to find out what they're in for once they get there, Kev. Asking for prayers for everybody because they're running into a lot of roadblocks right now. So, Jim, the flagpole guy, just updated us that he's headed into D.C. to find out what they're up against.
Oh,
this surprised anybody?
Not really, no.
And no.
They're going to find out. They're going to find out who has the real power. They keep pushing, keep poking this bear, you know.
We're going to go live to Ukraine for a report from the ground there momentarily. We're going to wrap up our chat with Jason Lahm, Director of Advanced Energy Systems Initiatives at the Energy and Environmental Research Center, doing a little carbon capture 101 for you today. Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. This is the time during the show where I make you hungry. Because the home cooking and grab-and-go convenience is on. Scallop potatoes and ham in Valley City today. And they always have about a half a dozen choices there. I sometimes I'll go in for the scallop potatoes.
Yep. Oh, 4 for $4. Oh.
And I end up saying, well, look, I don't know, that roast beef sandwich looks pretty good. Or
chicken
you know,
tenders look pretty good.
Yeah, exactly right. A lot of goodies there. And that's the same with Aldi's. The chicken's phenomenal at Aldi. PetroServe USA and Valley Dairy locations. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, chicken, fettuccine, or cheesy beef potatoes today. 12th and I-29, beefy noodles. NP Avenue, if you're downtown Fargo, Swedish meatballs, beef noodles in Glendon, Euland, Taylor Town Hot Dish. Tell them Scott sent you. PetroServe USA. All right, a few more questions before we let you go, Jason. Let's go next to Ryan in Bismarck. You're up on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Ryan.
Good morning, Jason. Say you have a facility that doesn't have long-term storage capabilities and they want to capture the carbon. Do you have the ability to transport it? And if they do, are they doing that currently?
So that's a good question. It's not a real simple one to answer. The short answer is yes, you can transport the CO2. You know, it can be challenging, you know, thing to do, getting pipeline corridors and getting landowner agreements in place to pipeline that CO2 to an area where you do have good geology. Good geology is one thing that you just can't create. You can't buy it. You either have it or you don't. And in North Dakota, as we talked about earlier in the show, we have tremendous geology for CO2 storage, and it creates a lot of good business opportunities for our folks here. So we're excited about what the CO2 capture industry is going to look like here in North Dakota. We're leading the world right now in capture and storage on the CO2 front.
Can you transport it via truck?
So there are trucks that transport CO2 right now, food grade CO2 specifically. Those are lower volume, but if you have a very high volume of CO2 that you're creating at your facility, a pipeline is the most efficient way to transport it. However, it might not be the easiest way when it comes to, you know, getting the right of way for that pipeline. But yes, there are trucks right now that do transport CO2.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
You bet.
Texter says ethanol and corn production in western North Dakota were developed hand in hand. The CO2 feeds back to the land to produce more corn with less artificial inputs. They have us confused between carbon monoxide and dioxide. Just a comment, I guess, but...
just a comment. Yeah, there is a difference between CO2 and CO, a big difference.
Gary and Sterling for our guest. Go ahead, Gary, you're up on What's on Your Mind.
Yes, is that me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, okay. Go ahead, Gary.
I was going to tell everybody in North Dakota to call Kevin Cramer and Hovind and Armstrong and tell them that, hey, they need to put some pressure on the president to open up the fracking and the pipeline out of Canada and get our own self-sufficiency again. But I haven't been able to get through to Cramer's office for a couple of weeks. I don't know what's going on, if they got it off the hook or what. But I want to let everybody, all the people nationwide, know they need to call their congressmen, they need to call their senators, and they need to tell them that we need to quit buying Russian oil, and we need to get Oklahoma and Texas and North Dakota back doing what they do best.
Great suggestion, Gary, and a couple things I'll tell you. One, the congressional delegation in North Dakota has done exactly what you're asking them to do. I don't think there's ever anything wrong with letting them know, whether you call, whether you email, go to their website, whatever, so they have an idea of the breadth of support for what you're talking about. But they are doing exactly that. They have written letters, they have called, they've, you know, there's now even a growing number of Democrats. I saw even Nancy Pelosi over the weekend agreed with this. Elon Musk, the Tesla guy. So good idea to contact them, but just so you know, the effort is underway to shut down the import of Russian oil and replace it with U.S. oil, without question. The Biden administration is right now pushing back against that because they say it's going to disrupt the energy markets. I think they're fighting a losing battle. I really do. Because if you can replace the Russian oil imports with U.S. production, guess what? The argument goes away. The same amount of oil is available. And this is a unique opportunity for us in North Dakota, I think, right now to show how quickly we can ramp up. And, you know, the carbon capture, I'm sorry, the gas capture is a big part of that. How quickly can we do that? How much more of that can we do? But speaking of Harold Hamm, as we have a little bit today on the program related to this project of carbon capture in partnership with Summit Carbon Solutions and Tharaldson Ethanol, I spoke with him a week ago Friday, and he said, the markets right now do not reward you for anything other than holding production even. And then I saw him a couple days later at the Tharaldson Ethanol plant. He made a point to tell me, Scott, everything I said on Friday is out the window because of this war. We now have a window to increase production, so we ought to do that. Thanks for the call, Gary. Let's hear another question for our guest, Stephen Bismarck. Last one here. Steve, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hello?
Steve, go ahead for our guest from EERC, carbon capture question. Go ahead.
I understand that the CO2 is not a pollutant, and I know that you pump it way down thousands of feet into the ground, and I'm sure you send it down there by pipe. What happens to it when it's down that far? I've been told that it turns to a solid. But what happens if it does it contaminate groundwater if there is a problem?
So that's a good question. There are rules regarding how deep you have to inject the CO2 below your, you know, lowest drinking water source that you have. And in North Dakota, that is the Fox Hills Formation. And so the CO2 would be injected thousands and thousands of feet below that lowest drinking water source. And the other question about what form is it in? So when it gets injected in the subsurface, it's injected in a liquid form. It's called a supercritical liquid, which really just describes the form that it's in. And so when it gets in the subsurface, it can turn into a solid by reacting with some of the components that are in, you know, that formation matrix, and some of it does stay as a liquid. So it's trapped down there in a solid and liquid form.
note on this point, I guess, texter says, how many tons injected before an earthquake? You hear that from time to time. Is that a concern?
We are very geologically stable here in North Dakota. So that's, you know, that would be my, you know, response to that question. We don't anticipate having those issues here in North Dakota.
And the other question related to the piping of CO2 from these ethanol plants in the Midwest, that would obviously be in a pipe. What do we know about, you know, I guess I've said forever, and if people will listen, they'll hear this, pipelines are the safest transport of everything. But any concerns there related to leakage or anything that a farmer should worry about in that case?
So our pipelines in our country, you know, we've been pipelining CO2 around the nation for a long time. We've been sending CO2 from the Dakota Gasification Plant up to Weyburn Midell since the early 2000s. They've been doing, you know, pipelining CO2 down in Texas, you know, since, you know, 70s and 80s. It's not a new technology or not a new way to move CO2, so we know a lot about it. And pipelines nowadays are very sophisticated with leak mitigation technologies and sensors on them. They're really a complex and sophisticated and safe way to move products.
Jason Lom, Director of Advanced Energy Systems Initiative at EERC. Wealth of information today on these questions. Appreciate you answering them, and this is just the beginning. We encourage other questions. And Ron Ness, Wednesday, subbing for me here as a guest host on What's On Your Mind, going to delve into this topic some more. So stay tuned, folks. Thanks for the questions and comments. And Jason, thanks for the expertise.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Scott. And now I need to go have lunch. I'm hungry with all those menus you read off on there.
That's our job. That's our job to make you hungry. Thanks a bunch. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
On our newsmaker line right now, Bill Delzell is here, and Bill is making his way to Ukraine to report from the ground there. Bill, thanks for taking the time. I know it's so challenging to get a call out of there. Tell us what a little bit about your travels so far.
Well, it's been kind of hectic. You know, I mean, I had two trains canceled on me to Kiev, and now they don't have any more trains going, so I'm taking a train to Dorohusk and then busing the rest of the way. And it's really tough to not have compassion for these people. You know, I mean, they're the nicest people on the planet, you know, and both the Polish and the Ukrainians. I mean, there is not one refugee camp. The Poles have taken them all in, and we're talking hundreds of thousands of people. Some of them big, you know, like I know one lady took 15 people into her home. You know, just out of, you know, I mean, they're just the nicest people you don't want to meet. These are God's chosen people, you know, and if we let them be wiped out, I mean, that's a black mark on our soul. But, it's funny. Neither side wants to fight this fight. Yet here we are. You know, the Russians don't want to do it. And I talked to one Ukrainian woman, and she felt bad for the Russian soldiers. And I was like, what? You know, I wasn't ready for that. And she was saying, you know, even if they win, they'll be dead inside. They'll lose their souls. They'll never get over this. You know, this would be, how can you not love a people that are so compassionate like that? You know what I mean? The situation, the refugees here in Warsaw, they have, it's deteriorated in the last couple of days. They have, they're packing like sardines now. You know, I went from line to line to line, and, you know, everything's a 2-hour wait. Or longer, so
wow.
it's becoming a big humanitarian crisis.
Bill, by the way, is going to do some reporting from us from Ukraine throughout. So we're looking forward to this. Bill, hang on a second. I want to just go back to the beginning and talk about what motivated you to say, "Hey, I'm in Ray, North Dakota. I'm a farmhand here, a seasonal farmer, and it's time for me to go to Ukraine." That's pretty incredible. Glad you're reporting for us from the ground there of what you're seeing. But I want to know a little bit about the whys. Because that is a fascinating journey indeed. We'll do that when we come back on What's On Your Mind after this short time out. Don't touch that dial.
At the University of Mary, we offer an education for the whole of life. Our values-based, flexible, and affordable education will prepare you for success and help you become a leader in your field. Whether you want to start your degree for the first time or continue your education, whether you are a working professional or want to pursue school full-time, join us for an education that will help you make a positive impact in our community. Discover the Mary difference. UMary.edu. That's UMary.edu.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you.
and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Packwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Gateway Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI VIN dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI VINs, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
All month long at Apectra Serve USA, you're going to save on Red Bull, 3 12-ounce cans are $6. Wild River Beef Jerky, $4.99 a pack. Stun Guns are $5 off. And that any size fountain pop or coffee cappuccino deal is good all month long. 49 cents, you pick the size. What a deal. Fresh baked muffins, fresh baked cookies, a 4 for $4 deal, where you get a Hot Stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best made cookies around, and a drink on us. 4 for $4, Apectra Serve USA.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. If I say 0% interest rate, think that's going to last long? The answer is no. Right now, there is 0% money, though, available to well-qualified buyers on the new Buicks and the new GMCs, which are arriving daily, but you got to hurry before they're gone. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. Stop in 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, or just give them a call with any questions. 701-214-6372. 0% APR, but that will not last long at Schwann Buick GMC.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Daniel, I see we just lost our connection to Bill, so if you want to check him back get him reconnected, that'd be great. I don't imagine when you're on a sat phone.
In the middle of Ukraine.
This is an unusual occurrence.
Exactly.
But we'll get him back on the line here for us and finish our conversation. One of the reasons I'm excited to have Bill on is just to know what's real, right? Because it's just, how do you know what to believe here? You know what I mean? Bill, what brought you there?
Well, not something I'm going to say on the radio, but when those 13 border guards got killed in their three-word response, I booked my ticket right then and there. And my game plan is to work with some humanitarian groups during the daytime. Of course, it's nighttime here now, so that's when I do my radio. And then weekends, I write up some stuff. So hopefully it makes some kind of difference. You know, I mean, I just couldn't let, you know, these people are so decent. I couldn't just do nothing. And well, there's no farm, so
we'll certainly include you in our prayers, because this is this is not for the faint of heart what you're doing. I would imagine, just where are you physically right now?
I'm right now in Warsaw East, and tonight I'll be at the border on Dorohusk, and I got to take a bus from there. But it was kind of the place I didn't want to be, Scott, because I didn't want to be at a train terminal in the middle of the night with no, and there's no hotels in Dorohusk. I'm sure they're all filled up with refugees right now. So hopefully I get a bus, and I just got tired of waiting. So
So trains, buses, are they not going? Is that the challenge? I would imagine there's a heck of a lot more people coming out than are going in, right?
They kept canceling the train.
Wow.
So, and like, there's like now 100,000 fighters trying to get into there. Thank you. Sorry, I'm at the station now. But there's like 100,000 fighters trying to get into the Ukraine, and they won't take them in because there's no weapons. And that's something that could be fixed with a stroke of a pen. Yet, last I checked on the news, they're going to vote on some Ukrainian aid bill like next week and package it with a bunch of pork. I mean, it's disgraceful. You know, our response to this is just disgraceful. I mean, dragging our feet, just, going to cause how many lives?
Already this exodus from Ukraine is the largest in Europe since World War II. Already.
And not one refugee camp.
That's amazing. Think about that. The millions that are out of there are finding a place to call home with the Russians, with Polish and others in the neighboring area saying, you know what, if Russia's doing to this, you're in our house. Pretty amazing. Here's a story that you never know what's true, but there's a video that surfaced showing Ukrainian farmers capturing several Russian tanks. This sounds like our kind of farmers here. Hard-working, salt-of-the-earth folks that say, you know what, you invade our country, you know what? We're going to take you on. So, I mean, stories like that just warm your heart right now. And I don't get the sense, at least from what we're seeing, that the vast majority of these Russian soldiers want to fight. What are you hearing from the people you're interacting with now that are refugees of this before you get there on that front?
Well, some of the women I talked to said they were forming a human shield in front of tanks without weapons, women. And they're like, prevent the tanks. A lot of these guys are just, giving up. And here's the deal. It's, not only is this poorly planned by the Russians, but from what I'm hearing, the corruption. I mean, they gave them food that was rotten. They gave them, equipment that didn't work. They're running out of fuel. I mean, they had 8 years to plan this invasion. And if this is the best they can do, I don't have a lot of, this war could go on for a long time.
All right, so a minute left. What else do you want us to know about this incredible adventure of yours?
Well, it's just, I'm going to try to work with, Starlink out here? Because I think that they're going to have a problem. And I think the line of communication is probably the most important thing to stay open right now. Because the Russians are going to target these, and then they put generators on, but that puts a heat signature. So if I could somehow help them raise money for solar panels and batteries, which didn't take a lot to run these, then I think, that's probably going to be a better, I think they might be okay there. But anyway, Scott, I got to run. I got to catch the train.
You go catch that train, and we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks, Bill. Appreciate it very much.
All right, boss. All right, bye.
So we got a reporter on the ground.
Hmm.
Find out what's real. What do you think of that, Kev?
I think it's great.
From Ukraine. Big news today. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show. Whiting Petroleum and Oasis have agreed to merge. So they'll now be an oil producer with a Williston Basin acreage position of just about a billion net acres across North Dakota, Montana. Pretty amazing. They're going to be under a new name, I guess. So we don't know what the new name is yet, but that's big news. Good for the Bakken. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
If you make the switch, you'll find Rob Schmidt. Every weeknight, Rob Schmidt is on Newsmax. He gives you the big news without the big spin. Millions are tuning into Newsmax to watch Rob and the team on cable, on streaming, on their apps for the really big news. See, Rob every day exposes the fake news. This week, he exposes the real truth about the war in Ukraine and the dangerous role Joe Biden played and why Putin feared Trump but not Biden. Find Rob Schmidt tonight, 9 p.m. Central on Newsmax, and discover why millions of cable viewers are making the switch to Newsmax. Now the fourth highest rated cable news channel and the fastest growing news network. Make the switch. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you want Newsmax. You can download the Newsmax app on your phone. It's free and you can start watching right now. Make the switch to Newsmax today. Trust me, you'll love it.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.